Be sure to visit your local housing office or the civic center, or speak to your sub-councils to contribute to that discussion around the city's housing opportunity policy before the 21st of July. All right, turning our attention to our health, as we try to do regularly. Dr. Rajesh Patel is the head of benefit and risk at the Board of Healthcare Funders. One of the risks that we keep on highlighting when we discuss COVID-19 is the fact that other illnesses don't just grind to a halt because COVID-19 is charging ahead. And this particular organization is trying to make sure that now that elective surgeries are allowed again, we do not neglect the need to take care of those non-COVID illnesses. Dr. Patel, good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe.
Good morning, Refilwe. Good morning to your listeners as well.
All righty. So you would like us, of course, to proceed with caution as we head into this particular period. Help us understand what we should caution against.
I think definitely. The epidemic is not over. In fact, the curve is going accelerating quite exponentially. And during this period with exponential increase in COVID, you need to think twice before you choose to go for an elective. Some recent evidence has come out that the risk of doing an elective during this period is associated with higher complications, higher mortality as well. So rather focus on the emergencies, urgent procedures that need to be done. Those cannot be avoided. You can be admitted for that. Whereas the elective procedures can often be delayed for 3, 4, 5 months kind of thing. And we recommend that people rather consider postponing those procedures at a time when it's safer to do it and the risks are significantly lower. If you do the elective right now, they ease the risk. Besides the surgical risk that takes place, there's the risk of acquiring COVID while you're in hospital as well.
So the only concern about this, Dr. Patel, that I have is, you know, there are elective surgeries that are not necessarily emergencies, but maybe quite urgent, for example, I imagine. And what we're hearing from some doctors on the ground is that by the time people do come to hospital, they feel that their conditions have worsened to a point because of this fear that you're highlighting of contracting COVID-19, that they might have avoided had they come a little bit earlier. Our health minister the other day was on the show talking about the concern around maybe putting too much emphasis in terms of resources and attention on COVID-19 and the fears around it and neglecting other illnesses that that could deteriorate.
I think the important thing is we're not saying patients, for example, who are recently diagnosed with cancer and you're planning to do the operation in a week, 2 weeks' time to clear that cancer. Those kind of surgery, which are the time-sensitive cases, we're not saying don't do that. Those are important ones to do. The true electives that can be postponed are the ones like sterilization, hip replacements, knee replacements, etc. Those are the ones that can be postponed. We're suggesting they do be postponed. They probably represent less than 30% of the kind of normal admissions that take place in hospitals. Okay. So the usual 60-70% of the emergencies, the urgent cases, the time-sensitive cases like the cancers that we talked about a few moments ago, or you developed a coronary, they did a scan, they then decide, you know what, in 3 weeks' time we want to plan a bypass graft. Those we're not saying must be postponed.
Okay.
Significantly.
So, you know, we heed the warning, and I also heed it in the context of who you represent, right? So we've heard, in terms of healthcare funding, we've heard this kind of a call also coming from, you know, other medical aids, CompCare, Bonitas, Universal Healthcare. Do you think that if any complications had to arise from elective surgery that falls within that 30%, I would risk, for example, as a beneficiary, I would risk the coverage that I'm due because I didn't wait?
I'm not too sure of that kind of thing. I don't think you're at risk of your coverage or anything like that, because from a medical scheme perspective, whether the procedure is performed now or it's performed later, they're going to have to cover that completely. What we're trying to mitigate against is the risk of the complications that would occur and the unnecessary expenditure that goes along with that, particularly because this is preventable and avoidable. There's an additional issue that comes along with this electives being done right now, in that the hospitals are insisting that you have to prove yourself to be COVID negative, which means you need to be tested before you go into hospital. Now, the guidelines that are there for COVID negative, this doesn't fit into those guidelines at all. And there's a possibility that you might find yourself out of pocket for those testing. Additionally, if you do go into the hospital for an elective right now, there's a couple of thousand rands for PPEs that would be required, which in the elective case, done at a later stage, may be totally avoided. So not only are you exposed to increased risk for an elective case right now of COVID, you also have an additional risk of additional cost and the cost inflation that goes along with this procedure.
Understood. So do so with great caution.
Do so with great caution and make sure you have a thorough discussion with your practitioner about whether the procedure is absolutely necessary to be done in the short term or whether this can be delayed for at a later stage.
All right. Dr. Rajesh Patel, Head of Benefit and Risk for the Board of Healthcare Funders. Much appreciated for that perspective.